This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Sorry for ruining the game for you, by the way.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Sorry.
I went specifically to a restaurant that I knew wouldn't have the game on with my daughter because I had the game PVR'd. I was recording it at home. I had to take her to get a flu shot. Managed to completely avoid any updates.
Didn't open your Instagram to see Oilers Nation posting the score.
While she's coloring, I'm just like, no, can't open my phone. Can't open my phone.
So what did you do? Just like stare at her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I colored too. I'm really good. Finally, get home. It's about 8 o'clock. I'm like, can't wait to crack this game on. First thing I say when I walk into the house, don't say anything about the game. I have a PVR'd. And you're like, oof. I'm like, what? You're like, well, it went to overtime.
Yeah, I was worried that you didn't record the show after the game because it would have cut off and it would have been pointless watching the game all the way to like not know the final verdict. I was looking out for you.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
So you did record the show after?
Yes. I made that mistake last time and I won't make it again. So I'm hoping you made the mistake this time and you won't make it again.
Okay.
Oh, it went to overtime.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I guess I can skip the first 60 minutes of the game now that I know it was tied. Like,
great outcome, though, am I right? Nothing like a overtime winner. You're supposed to say it with me.
Oh, that was a good one.
You're supposed to say it with me.
I thought we were having a contest to see who could do it better.
Oh, is that how this is going to go down?
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Well, yours was okay.
I want to do mine again. Now that I know it's a competition.
Yeah.
McDavid with the overtime winner! Is that good?
Yeah, I'd be happy the game was over so I didn't have to hear any more of that.
Go.
McDavid with the overtime winner! Oof. Oh, yeah, that was way better.
Yikes.
Anyway, I got his post-game interview. As always, he sounded a little too dry in it, so he added some fake swear words.
Just had a little bit of a...
Oh, by the way, this is him talking about the overtime winner!
Oh, yeah, you should redeem yourself.
Just had a little bit of a break at Letty's. A pretty incredible skater, and he was kind of able to get in front of me, and I just tried to drop it to Drad, and realized that we had a little bit of a 2-on-1. He made a great playback.
Rider in the Morning
on Hot 107.
So I'm going TJ Miller tonight.
Jealous. I have theater.
Wonder if there are still tickets available.
Probably. Might be a couple.
But anyway, he's a stand-up comedian.
He's from, what shows has he been on?
He's at the Jube tonight. I'm just looking for tickets.
Silicon Valley.
Yes, there are tickets available, it looks like.
He was one of the voices in that Dragon movie that did so well, How to Train Your Dragon.
And anyway, so I'm pretty jacked about that. I don't know all that much about him, but I've heard nothing but good things. So I'm just telling you, yeah, I'm heading to TJ Miller tonight. And you're like, oh, okay, well, and you start doing this kind of weird cocky walk where your arms are like behind your body. And your chin's up in the air, and you're like, oh, okay, well, tell him I say hi.
He knows me from Twitter.
See, that's what you should have said. Oh, I actually know him from Twitter. We, like, tweeted each other for a bit and got together a couple times.
Yeah, every time he does stand-up, would do stand-up in West Ed at the comic strip, he'd come see me because I was working at Hudson's. And he knew me through Twitter just from, like, stupid jokes that I would write on there, and he followed me, and I wrote him being like, you're in Edmonton, come say hi to me, I'm at the Hudson's down the way. So every time he'd come there, he'd tweet me and be like, yo, I'm in Edmonton, but I deleted that account, so tell him I say hi. I stubbed my toe bad after I was bragging to you about it.
As you're walking like a cocky flamingo. Oh, okay, but tell him I say hi. And then, boom, you kick the corner of something.
Yeah.
The desk, and you literally think you broke your toe.
Well, it's the same toe I always break, so I'm not actually that affected by it anymore. It's kind of numb. Broken in Thailand when I was trying to swim in the ocean like a mermaid. So it's just...
It's kind of your karma toe.
It really is.
I'd just like to say that I wish I could apologize for not asking if you're okay when you hit the floor and started just swearing, and instead I just started clapping.
But seriously, tell TJ I say sup.
Okay. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Donna underscore McCoy on the Twitter machine. Always walk from the end of the buffet toward the beginning so you don't have to waste too much tray space on salad.
Wow. And also, always put your bun in your pocket.
Pocket bun. We've discussed that before. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to point something out about that song, Thunder.
Okay. Thunder.
Let's go back to this part of the song.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses.
All right, so he was scheming for the masses, wanted to be a big star. The other kids were laughing at him, right?
Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star.
That's the best part. I love that
you
line.
Like, okay.
Who do you think you are? That part.
But that was in his school growing up, right? When he was just little?
That's what I assume, yes.
Now let's fast forward to the next line.
Say you're basic, say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Okay, so now the classmates that he went to school with
are in the nosebleeds watching him on stage.
And like clapping. Don't you think at that point you would get over them, like, kind of laughing that you were going to be a big star in school?
Well, especially if they're buying tickets to your show.
Yeah, and, like, how offended would you be if you actually went to school with Imagine Dragons and were, like, bought a ticket and are sitting up there clapping, being like, man, good for him. And then all of a sudden he's like, you're a loser for sitting up there. Look at me now.
These are actually quite expensive tickets, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, screw you then, man. Going to Kings of Leon or something. RCMP say charges are pending for kidnapping and resisting arrest in connection with a two-vehicle crash in Nisku yesterday. Monday this happened, I guess. It's just the news broke yesterday. Investigators said a man, woman, and a six-week-old baby from Leduc County were forced into a vehicle against their will at around 9:30 a.m. The man who was put in the trunk was able to escape. The woman and baby managed to get away a short time later, thank goodness. A witness picked up all three in his truck, which was then rammed from behind by the suspect vehicle. RCMP said the suspect vehicle ended up in the ditch. Five people, all from that vehicle, were arrested on Township Road 510 at around 9:45 a.m. Monday. All five were naked. Leduc RCMP said two of the five suspects arrested were youths, have been released with no charges. Three adults remain in police custody right now. Charges are pending against the adults for kidnapping and resisting arrest, RCMP pointed out in their news release. Investigation remains ongoing into several other components of this incident.
Well, yeah, like, were they naked when they forced the people into the car? I have so many questions. How'd the guy get out of the trunk so easily before the woman and the baby? Why are they naked?
What? That's the only question.
Why are they naked?
That's the only question I'm wondering. Like, if this story didn't involve the nudity, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird. But you add that the fact that they were all naked and it's just so
cold out.
Confusing. Yeah, cold. That's another question I have.
When did they have shoes on?
When he's running up to the guy, like, I'm going to put you in the trunk. It's freezing out. You got a little
shrimpy.
I was in the pool. But do you chase a guy around with shrinky?
I mean, it's a great conversation starter. The next time you go out.
You wouldn't believe what happened to me on Monday. Especially, it was an odd time, too. Like, if this was Saturday night, 11:30 p.m., you're like, man, people got banged up and were playing a stupid strip poker game. And then they ran out of liquor and they went for a drive and they saw somebody they were mad at and wanted to teach them a lesson.
They would put their clothes on first.
Really banged up.
Then. I think that they kidnapped the people with their clothes on and then took their clothes off in the vehicle.
No, there's not room for five people plus two others because they added the woman and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's not room for five people to get naked when there's seven people in a car. They weren't driving an Aerostar.
I can't even get naked when I'm in my car by myself properly.
Or like with one other person in the back seat.
Not that I've ever gotten naked in my car by myself, but I'm assuming that it would be very difficult. I have tried to like change my pants. Also
right.
difficult.
See? So no, they were definitely naked beforehand. We should be private investigators.
Someone's texting in saying it was all females. Wasn't it a male driver and then four females.
I thought that's what I thought they had said yesterday. But
maybe it's all females. And the only dude involved was the guy in the trunk.
Which, wouldn't you want to be in the front?
I would definitely want to be in the front.
Hot 107.
Talking about the most ridiculous thing that happened to you while you were naked. I guess I'll start.
Oh, you're going to go first.
Yeah. So I was reading a book called Multi-Orgasmic Man.
Oh, I love this story so much.
And chapter 4 is self-exploration.
Which is completely normal. That's totally cool. Good for you.
And there's a part of a man's body that you can feel outside the body, the prostate.
Where is that?
It's located in the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, like the...
No, it's okay. It's anatomy.
I think the scientific term is the chode. I don't
think that's a scientific word.
Then it's the taint. Like those are the two words that I know for that body part.
I know that our brother station, Cruise FM, got in a lot of trouble for saying that T word. So.
Okay, thanks for setting me up for that.
You're welcome. It's about time that you had to go in for something you said on air instead of me for once. This is good. I feel good. Okay, so then what happened?
So I'm laying there reading chapter 4, trying to figure out where the prostate is, with my legs pointing north and south, one each way.
Never eat soggy. Okay.
Yeah, that the soggy wiener was pointing. I guess that would mean east. and my mom walked in.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then about 45 minutes later, I finally get the nerve to go upstairs.
45 minutes? Like, no, I need to know what was happening for that 45 minutes. Were you just dying inside?
Yeah,
did you,
it was the worst.
Did you scream internally? Did you throw your head into the pillow? Did you sweat a lot? Like, what? Were you pacing the room?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
I think the first thing I did was get dressed and then all of that stuff. Anyway, I went upstairs and all my mom said about the entire thing was, glass of wine? We had never had a glass of wine together. But the thing is, she didn't know that I was trying to find my prostate.
What did she think you were doing?
Which is a healthy thing for a man to do.
Yes. Especially, I mean, think of this month, Movember.
Exactly.
It's very important.
Totally. Get your doctor to check your prostate. All they have to do is check your blood work now. You don't have to get the finger. Anyway, it's super easy to do. But... I'm sure she thought I was doing something else down there, and I don't know what, but that's my story. We'll put it on the list.
Thank you for that.
It's always so tough to tell that one on the radio, especially when you push me into saying words that I'm going to get in trouble for. 780-107 is the text line, or call 450-3332.
This is a good topic. Thanks.
The most ridiculous thing that's happened to you while nude.
Joey Forever texted in saying, my ex and I thought it would be a good idea to do the you-know-what while hiking. Didn't know that there was a Bible camp nearby and had about 20 kids on horses ride by.
No. Those kids probably weren't at that chapter of the Bible yet either that explained that one. 780-450-3332. One of our favorites, Jermaine, on the phone.
I have a story for your topic, but... only thing is, I wasn't nude, but everybody else involved was.
That works. What do you got?
Okay, so I was on a ski trip, and each of the rooms had their own hot tubs. And so there was hot tub parties going on. I go out on the balcony to find a hot tub full of girls, and in which they pursued to try to get me into the hot tub and do things like take their tops off and then their bottoms. And then they were all naked in the hot tub.
So, when you say they tried to persuade you to get in the hot tub, you mean you did, like, a belly flop in immediately?
No, I had to hold out for these things to happen. If I didn't hold out, none of these things would have happened.
Oh, gotcha. Well played.
You know what I mean? And then, right before all this culminates, I hear someone call my name, and I look across to the next balcony, which is also occupied by ski trippers, and it's a bunch of dudes. And they're all in a hot tub, but they're naked. Riddle me that. Why am I standing on a balcony with a bunch of naked girls in a hot tub next to me and a bunch of naked guys calling me to their hot tub?
You're a popular man.
Which way do I go?
No, there's no question.
What's your craziest story that's happened in the nude? 780-107, this text. Where did it go? A few years ago, I was drinking with some Polish friends. They had some ridiculously strong homemade alcohol. I believe that's called Spiritus.
Nice.
Yeah, I had some of that myself. They used to give it in a little bottle and you'd mix it in a 2 liter with water.
That's how strong it was.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the text. I was completely hammered before I knew it. I barely remember most of the night. Later on, everybody went to the club and left me passed out on the couch. At some point, I decided in my drunken splendor that I was too hot and took off all my clothes, leaving them in the bathroom. Then I returned and passed out on the couch again. My friends had an after party, and about 15 people walked through the door while I'm naked on the couch.
Was it a leather couch? Because I've definitely passed out naked on leather couches, and it is tough to get off.
It's the best feeling ever.
No,
when
the
you
worst.
Slowly get up.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah,
well, you're sweaty and gross.
Agree to disagree. What do you got for us?
So for this story, I got to use my alter ego, Billy, just in case for discretionary purposes.
No problem, Billy.
So we're in Jamaica, and me and my wife decided to go skinny dipping. Well, there's street vendors that walk through the beach sometimes, and the f***er took my clothes and her clothes, and our key card was in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Got to go to the front desk, get a new key card, so we got to walk all the way from the beach, and it's like 2 a.m. from the beach all the way to the front desk to go grab a new key card and explain why we're naked. Get there. Walked by about maybe a dozen people that are still up and, you know, drinking, doing whatever. There's a note on the counter saying that for whatever reason, there is no manager on shift for the next 2 hours. They will be back. Sorry for any inconvenience. So we had to go back out to the beach and spend the next 2 hours in the dark on the beach naked.
Well, you could have went back skinny dipping.
We did a little bit, but then, you know, you get two pruny sitting up there.
Yeah, you got to be careful, I guess.
Thanks, yeah. Billy.
Have a good one, guys.
Hall 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans. So you're doing the whole dairy-free thing.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but I think I can do it. Dairy's in a lot of things that you usually don't really think about, right? Like even a Caesar salad. You can't have that.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'm just specifically thinking about pizza.
Well, I tried a dairy-free pizza last night because I had to try it on the first day to be like, can I actually do this?
So you had a piece of ham with tomato sauce on it?
No. There's a natural foods section in most grocery stores.
Okay.
Especially now in 2017. It's almost mandatory. And yeah, I got like a soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free pizza.
So did you just eat the cardboard then? And actually, there's nothing in it. It's just like, put this in the oven for a minute and deal with your awful reality.
I will say that they cook a lot quicker than a usual oven pizza. It only took 15 minutes.
Because it's cardboard.
Yeah. Thin crust, tinier, fake cheese, a little bit rubbery. But it was doable, man.
Doable? For how long? Yeah, sounds like you loved it.
It was okay. We'll see how it goes.
You should just do what I do. I'm lactose intolerant and I just deal with weird cramps and stuff.
No.
The new 50 Shades.
Freed.
Freed? 50 Freed. Shades Freed trailer dropped yesterday.
A very sexy tone. I'm not watching it. I'm just overhearing you watching it and the
for
song.
For the ninth time.
That song is sexy.
I don't plan to go to it, but I plan to get very close to it.
What do you mean by that?
Just fire up the old Tinder and wait outside the theater in a suit with like a bouquet of roses, the sweet side, and a whip. And just, you have 9 matches within 1 kilometer. Okay, let's do this.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to work for you, but I think it's worth a shot.
Worked really good the last one.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I haven't seen any of these movies, but remember we were going to do that bet where loser had to go to the 50 Shades with their mom or with their dad?
Yeah, you lost that bet and never went.
My dad doesn't do movies. He doesn't.
We're going to talk about things that you want to do, but you're too old to do now.
Yeah, if you text in and contribute, maybe we have a prize for you. I don't know.
Maybe Lights tickets.
Ooh, want to go see Lights?
Windspear, March 29th is when she's here.
Okay, so you are contemplating doing this new thing online where you're like, I could totally set up a camera and pretend to wipe out in public and just film people's reactions, because there is a girl that does that and she's so funny.
Yeah, and I was like, this hasn't been overdone. Most stuff on the internet that you see, it's overdone.
Yes.
But this is so funny that I think, like,
no matter who does it, it's funny.
I'm just paying tribute to her.
Right.
As the person who started me thinking about intentionally wiping out in front of a bunch of people. The thing is, she really throws herself at it. You couldn't
fake it
have
too
people
much,
fake
yeah.
it. It would look so lame if you did.
You have to injure yourself. You have to throw pop, like fountain pop, all over yourself.
Couple of them, it looks like she like really hit her face really hard against the cement. And that's the thing with my age. I'm comfortable with like hurting myself.
Yes,
I don't
but
really
you
care.
Can't. You can't do it.
And the other thing is, I live for embarrassing moments now. Where I used to cringe at the thought of them, now I'm like, yeah, that's funny.
But you get injured so easily, and then you are out of commission for months at a time, and it's all I hear about. So it just can't be a thing. I'm sorry.
What do you mean I get injured easily?
When you fought the little person on the other show in the building here.
On
James,
Cruise FM next door, yeah.
You fought him as a joke.
Well, we were wrestling.
And you seriously cracked your rib, and then you couldn't do anything.
Okay.
Get me a coffee. I have a cracked rib. Like, no.
They weigh more than you think. They're like,
very dense.
They're dense. And then I also cracked her at boxing, but those are like hardcore things.
Yeah,
I'm
so
a fighter.
If you were to go into a movie theater and you had an extra large bag of popcorn and you purposely slipped and fell through the popcorn in the air, you would land funny, you would twist an ankle, and then you would never shut up about it. So it just can't be a thing. You're too old. Sorry. Moving on.
Okay,
my turn.
Your turn. I got one.
What?
You like to use your age as an excuse for irresponsible behavior, and you're too old to do that.
I am in my early 20s.
You're 27, and you can't use that as an excuse. Like, oh, yeah. No, I got like a two-day hangover. It's cool. I'm like only 27. Just because you hang out with me and older people than you doesn't make you young. You're just younger. Yeah. I'm only like 27. I don't need winter tires.
Blair texted in saying, going to the ranch, too old. Oh,
right.
It's so true. And for me, I personally love going to the ranch in Cook County because you go in and you just have the best time.
Yeah.
The best time. But yeah, I mean, the hangovers, it's not worth it.
That's your
days.
Thing. You want to drink
gosh.
Like you did when you were 18, but you do like 2-3 day hangovers.
Well, I've always had that.
Oh.
Since I was 18, and yet I still haven't learned my lesson or my limit or
not
how to control myself.
Even close.
Oh.
Here's one I want to add to the list. Enjoying YouTube channels. My daughter watches these YouTube channels, and I see these other stars, up-and-coming stars, YouTubes. I watch them, and I'm just like, no.
Nope.
No. There's one. Oh, my God. These twin boys who have speech impediments. And they walk around doing dumb stuff in grocery stores that other people are just going to have to clean up. And it's the worst.
And like, they're famous
they're
and
like,
they're rich.
How dare you to pour the milk over your head? How dare you?
That sounds great.
And then the other one's like,
I got to check this out.
Yeah, look at pouring the milk over my head. And the whole time I'm like, if I was the manager, I'd kick your ass right now.
So bad.
It's the worst.
Oh.
I don't even know what it's called, like Dale and Gale or something.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
I found the guys on YouTube.
Okay, so we're talking about things that you're too old to enjoy. A lot of people texting in saying they can't do ball pits.
Oh, yeah.
Or play pits.
Those climbing, like All-Stars Playground or whatever it's called on the south side. There's also
the indoor
park,
treehouse,
climbing around with my daughter in those, I've never felt older.
Yeah, it sucks. Like your back hurts, your knees are sore.
There's not enough breeze, so I sweat profusely.
I didn't know how that place worked or what attire you're supposed to wear. And I went with your daughter once, and I was wearing Lulus, and she sat on my lap when we went down the slide, and I've never been more terrified for our lives because we were going 130 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
Lulu's, I was like, I'm going to hurt Ryder's daughter.
Lulus can really give her.
Yeah, no Lulus in the pit.
I was saying YouTube channels I struggle with. Like I want to watch them with my daughter, some of the stuff she finds on there.
Of course.
And there's these twin brothers, Lucas and Marcus. I found them. Listen to these tools.
Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for coming back to our channel. My name is Lucas.
And I'm Marcus.
And today, guys, We're gonna fill a bathtub with Doritos.
No!
Doritos?
You're gonna fill a bathtub with Doritos?
Guys, look how many Doritos we have. There's literally like a million Doritos.
Oh my god, that's like 15 bags! They have 4.3 million hits on the Dorito challenge. They're making like cake. They.
It was probably sponsored by Doritos, too.
Drive the sickest cars. Just full-blown turds.
And it sucks because you're getting old and you don't know who all these upcoming stars are, where we knew, like, the Hilary Duff and the... I was kind of too old for the Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana thing, but nowadays there's these new big Disney and pop stars that I'm like, who?
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Well, the MTV... Is it MTV Video Music Awards?
Some sort of video awards where you're like...
Teen Choice.
You don't know who any of these people are.
A big Marcus and Lucas will be there doing something crazy. 780-107 is the text line. Going commando, a text we got. Just too old for that now.
Nobody told us that your hair grows downward, like out onto the thighs after a certain age. Just kidding. What?
This text from Matt. I wish I could still blame my brother and sister for everything, but I'm an adult now and I make my own decisions.
I love this text. I'm not too old for anything. I shamelessly ordered a Happy Meal yesterday just for the toy. I like it.
That's a champion attitude.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.